God. Put the thing down.
Yeah.
Put the visor down. There you go.
Ninja. Face shield.
Adamant.
Now it sounds difficult to hear me.
Now it's easier. Now it's difficult. Now it's easier.
You know,
difficult.
Really...
Easier.
Difficult.
Easier.
I really know that
yeah.
That's...
Come on in, Joe. I know you love it.
That's really for your protection.
Yes.
But I do think that in this particular case, it would be worth the risk of possible brain damage. Maybe you should ride the bike without a helmet.
I think, you know, I should break all federal laws and state laws and wear just like a bandana or something like that. Because now you got to do the safety thing. That's
hold
right.
on. We got to do this right here because we are, look at that, later than we were yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Now the axis of the world going backwards. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to, it's going to be yesterday, tomorrow, soon.
I only have one thing to say.
What?
Hair water.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, General. The General.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And got another trip to Vegas to give away today. It's a trip a day in the month of May, courtesy of FlyEye.com, Independence Air. Don't forget your happy bag with Independence Air now flying to Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. All right. Independence Air, current time, 4:02 on the East Coast. Current temperature in our studio, 83. And mungy.
Mm-hmm. Very mungy.
Cooler yeah.
outside.
Very locker roomy.
Yeah, it doesn't take long with large men breathing a lot of air.
Crotch pot cooking.
Equipment, you know, running hot.
Jack. I think we maybe need to do what they did like in the old mines. I think we need the canary.
To see if the canary lives because there might be some sort of methane.
Get one of those like
pocket of gas.
Do one of those like crab trap things that we'll put a bird in to see if he lives or not.
I'll get David Canary.
David Canary from All My Children.
Hold on. Step up for a second, Rob. Don't go anywhere. Who are you on the phone with? You? With your wife?
I don't know. Someone called during the break. God, I hope nothing's wrong.
Well, if it was your wife,
yes,
you could ask her a question.
Yes?
This is something I've wanted to bring up all week on the show. Actually, a couple things about Rob and Rob's family.
Oh, good.
Rob's wife.
Carrie, my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a reason I'm playing this
don't
music.
Don't get my hopes up.
And it's not, it's not because what Rob wants to do.
Uh-huh.
It was a thought that Carrie had when she was in church.
Yeah, she came home from church. I stayed home this week because I'm a heathen. And she said that the anthem was How Great Thou Art. And it was a long anthem, and her mind was wandering, and she started thinking about funerals. And she said that while she was in church, she was trying to figure out who my pallbearers would be.
Wow.
You know, and that to me, that's right out of the Frida book. When Rob told me that one, I said,
wow.
Did she get a prompt on that from Frida? And Rob said, no, this is like independent.
Similar, though, because I know Frida for a long time was...
With the insurance thing and everything.
Getting life insurance. You got, what, now about 30 different life insurance policies?
Listen, if I die immediately, my wife's going to own a small country.
And so, I was shocked, naturally, and then I asked who she came up with, and she said, well, I had trouble coming up with six. I said, thanks.
Wow.
She said that, of course, my buddy Brad,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, that'd be great, and she said, and then Don, Mike, and Buzz, mm-hmm. but probably cool. not Mike, because he's got a bad back. And I said,
so I'm off the hook, then.
Only if you want to be.
No, I want to, of course I'd want to be there.
And sure, she said, and then she said, you know, it's we're going to have to come up with some more. If Nike's not there, then maybe Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, Joe would probably say, forget it. And so
she was giving us a lot of serious
thought. I said, how long was this anthem? And she's really going in deep. And I said, and you know, I don't want to complicate things, but I'm not slight. You're probably going to need to go eight.
Nah.
And I'd really hate to think that we have to, I don't think it's right for you to go to relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think relatives are supposed to do their own mourning.
They're okay. Yeah.
So I need to come up with three or four guys to carry my torch.
I think the rule is, I was a pallbearer at an uncle's funeral. I think distant. Like if you're like a second cousin once removed.
That'd be all right?
Yeah. My Uncle Bill Sheehan, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
But okay. Nice to know that your wife is sitting in the Lord's home.
She was genuinely thinking it through, and she had not only the original ideas, but how she was arguing it with herself.
Wow. Have you thought about hers?
What? Oh,
her
God.
Constantly. Yeah. Constantly.
You just need one person to carry that vase. And there she is on the mantle. There she is.
To be honest, it's not even going to be a vase or a coffin. It's going to be wrapped up in a carpet.
That's
right, Rob.
No, no, it's going to be one. It's going to be ceremonial because they will never find the body.
Right, exactly.
So
memorial service.
You know, you can put a shoebox in there.
Sure, and I'll light a candle.
Sure you will.
I mean, it won't be unsomber.
Light a candle so you can set the house on fire.
That's nice right. To know though that's your wife is there in God's house. She's on God's dime and sitting there thinking, when Rob dies, who will be carrying the box with his body?
It's heavy duty.
It is. More than
scary
one.
A little bit.
Well, yeah.
You know, you talk about, you make all these comments on the show. Do you ever think that maybe she's reacting to it subconsciously and on some level, perhaps she's plotting a preemptive strike?
She's too bright to let it go if that's the case. I'll never see it coming. Because if nothing else, she's crafty.
This is delicious coffee.
Hold on, don't go far, Rob. I got another thing about your family. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. The funniest moment on American Idol last night, except for the gay retard who was in love with David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that was my favorite moment.
And listen, you know what else was good, really? I don't know if this is what you're going to say, and I'm sorry if it is, but that like thing that they did on Primetime Live.
Yeah.
They did a satire on it.
Oh,
it was
great.
I thought it was so well done that that Mad TV or somebody must have come in and said to them, we'll fix this for you.
Wow.
Let us make this funny.
Perfectly done.
Because it was pretty good.
I thought the funniest part had to be when they pulled out the marionettes of the Hall & Oates corpses. Flopping around in the chairs.
Yeah. They did look feebed.
Yeah.
They looked totally feebed, and they're just like going, hi.
Yeah, there were a lot of losers there last night.
It was fun.
Poor Hall & Oates. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a great license plate story for you.
A license plate story?
Right.
A vanity plate.
Okay.
I was driving behind this little sports car, and the license plate said, IMBLND. And for a good 30 seconds, I swear to God, I thought I was driving behind a blind person.
I am blind.
I am blind. I am blind.
Absolutely scared my life. Now this moment.
That's worthy of a chime.
Are you blonde?
I am blonde.
Yeah, that makes it better. That's a good tip in.
Of course she's blonde. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, I'll carry your casket for you.
Now, look, you got a ton of, I bet all these calls are people want to carry your body, Rob. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Is this another guy for Rob?
Yeah, well, I not only will volunteer to help carry the casket, but I'll also cut open the side of a house and bring the forklift to get him out.
Now. Now, what's to say I don't die of cancer and lose a lot of weight?
Rob, I've been on the receiving end. They're a particularly hostile group today.
Now.
The warm weather bringing it out, I think.
This is where we're going to show the soft, wonderful side of
it. Oh, good. The cuddly side.
Thank you.
You know, he did force himself on Carrie at least twice during their marriage. They have two kids.
Right.
Wonderful kids. And Julia's four and a half now?
She's four and a half. She'll be five at Christmas.
Wow.
And this is a joke from Julia, you know, because this is Julia.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God that we have a child to fill the Bart/Cody role now.
Yeah, thank you.
On the show now that he's gone to college. Rob is graciously, Mike's always kept his kids out in the theater.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for picking up the slack. I appreciate that.
Rob's kids are now being worked into the show as our featured performers.
They get older, my grandkids will fill in.
There you go,
from all over the country.
Uh-huh. And it's a Julia joke on a cell phone, right?
She actually says, now whether or not she did this, I don't know. She says she made this up.
Oh, really?
Well, now, why would she lie? She's four and a half.
No, she's my child. She'll take credit for another person's joke.
Okay, let's hear your... You still got it on your cell phone?
Do you know my number offhand?
Yeah.
And then you'll hear the dial, of course. The ringtone.
Like I don't have it memorized. 1-888-LOVE-8-OFF.
With all due respect, Rob, we take credit for a lot of your jokes.
Well,
it's the way it kind of works.
Hey, did you kind of got
that reversed.
Did you see the Michael Jackson thing about the trial, that when they were going through the That's your phone ringing. When they were going through the videography, of his actual place. No, they were showing.
Oh, okay.
They were showing each room in Neverland.
Uh-huh.
One wall had all kinds of Hitler, strictly Hitler paraphernalia.
Wow.
And next to
In Michael Jackson's house?
Yes. And next to it was a collection of Three Stooges paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I just read that today.
God, he just, famous comedian.
Where's today's, where's today's post? If somebody gives me today's post.
You know, if he jumps off a bridge or something, he's going to be the next Elvis because he will continue to give and give and give.
Do we have the Washington Post here today?
They'll be finding stuff for years.
Okay, we got Julia. Here we go.
Message from... phone number 70.
No.
That would be
no problem, right?
That would be bad.
La 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 la.
Steve, May 23rd at 1:52 p.m.
All right, here's Julia.
Daddy, hi. I have to tell you a joke that I learned nowhere. Why did a spider get on the computer? Because it wanted to make a website.
Ah.
That's so funny. Tell it on the show today.
Oh, there she's got the bug.
Hi, I love you.
Robert's going to say I know.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
For Daddy.
Yeah.
Do we raise?
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Let's save it. What do we press to save it, Rob?
7-0.
Oh, I hope it's saved. Hi, Joe.
You can tell that's Rob's kid because she laughs at her own joke and says, "That's so funny."
Joe.
Like her dad.
Well, sometimes you have to remind Joe when the punchline is.
Here's the,
everybody's boy. It's coming in here now.
It's the heat.
Yep.
Is that the,
I love Robert on that. It's like, hey.
That's his voice.
Oh, I love little kids that have that raspy voice.
Hold on, here we go.
He is a riot. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And well, no, it is.
I know.
It is. And Julia is hilarious.
Oh, she is a funny kid.
What was she doing the other day when I was on the phone? Oh, I'm on the phone with Rob the other night, and I hear clear as bell. I'm used to hearing Rob's kids scream and yell in the background.
And my wife.
Julia comes in. Daddy, Daddy's. I'm on the phone right now. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Robert's in the other room with a Sharpie, and I just can't stop him, Daddy. And I just hear, no, I'll call you back. Bye.
He's just drawing on the carpeting.
It looks like someone took about 3 yards of black string and just sprinkled it on the floor.
Oh, it's my boy.
And he looks up, and he's got that look because he knows I'm about to yell.
Right.
And he's just like, nah.
He's doing his job.
He's gone. He's thumbs.
All right, here's what I read today about Jacko. Playing a 19-minute video tour of Neverland for jurors, the defense pointed out 22 clocks on the grounds, blah, 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 blah. The camera also lingered on Jackson's multi-